A recent big win for Texas County for the sum of $10.6 million. But could that be diminished by the new Oklahoma Tax Court? A DCP operating assessment challenge follows. In a hearing at Texas County Commissioner's Office on July 18th, it was between Texas County Assessor's Office Judith Campbell versus DCP operating before the Board of Equalization on July 28, 2023. The board gave the win to Texas County Assessor Campbell for an evaluation of $10,055,727, which, if realized and collected, was a good sum of money that could support schools, roads, and other needs here in Texas County. Campbell, along with expert witness Jerry Wisdom, presented the case as to why DCP operating, Mr. Scott Chrysler's assessed value, should be $96,361,922, as assessed by the Texas County Assessor. Chrysler's evaluation was $14,859,436. That was challenged, and the decision was in favor of Texas County. Again, Chrysler had evaluated the DCP properties at $14,859,436, while Assessor Campbell's office calculated $96,361,922, leaving a massive difference of $82,361,922. The Equalization Board, comprised of three board members, Shane Metcalf, Kim Hubbard, and Gary Davison, awarded Campbell a total of $106,055,727, an increase of $9,697,805 above what the assessor had asked for. It was a calculation of the income approach versus the cost approach to assessing. But collecting this tax is another story. Due to the recent Oklahoma Court of Tax Review, created September 11th of 2022, all challenges in amounts in excess of $3 million automatically go before the court, and decisions must be made within 1 year. As a side note, KKBS's Marcia Strong attended both hearings where Mr. Chrysler, DCP operating, was a no-show to the hearings. The first, Chrysler was granted an opportunity to appear on a speakerphone, but even then was some 45 minutes late connecting with the call. August 18th marked the end of a 30-day appeal, which DCP operating and Mr. Chrysler have submitted. The court has only 1 year to determine a final assessment for the company, and decisions are final. Now comes Badger Midstream Energy with a similar complaint, also to go now before the Oklahoma Tax Court, since in excess of $3 million in evaluation. In short, these companies are both challenging the Texas County Assessor's Office valuations and exceed $3 million. By filing these complaints, that valuations are now removed from the hands, so to speak, of the local assessor's office, and they're being decided downstate in an Oklahoma tax court, delaying funds for Texas County of up to but not exceeding 1 year. Badger Midstream's claim lowers their valuation some $5,763,700. Should the newly formed Oklahoma tax court decide, as some have speculated, to cut the baby in half, a net to Texas County of $97,819,427, then change to half, or $48,090,713 and change. Since the Oklahoma Tax Court is fairly new, no typical or predictable results are available. At the end of the day, tens of millions in valuations, hence tax revenues to Texas County, are being challenged. An audio version of this story plus assessor's exhibits can be found at kkbs.com.